It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, today we're going to pick our study up in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to start with verse 5. But just before we do that, you know, there's a verse that we often hear quoted, Psalm 85 and verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Now, I believe that there's a lot of people today who are not rejoicing because, they say, I'm just not revived. I just need to be revived. Or they may look at it like this. Well, there's so many people around us that need to be revived. Well, I tell you, you just need to rejoice. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? You need to rejoice in the Lord, whether you think you're revived or not. You're saved. You're on your way to heaven. Psalm 97:12 says, rejoice in the Lord. You're righteous. Are you righteous? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Well, the Bible says that you're righteous then. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. The Bible also says that we're not to go around with hands hanging down. In other words, be all rejected and rejected in our own minds and just feeling low as on a snake's belly or whatever you want to call it. Well, we need to be rejoicing in the Lord. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, not our holiness. We are holy, but we need to be giving thanks for his holiness. Psalm 105 says, glory. In verse 3, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Have you sought the Lord? Are you saved? Then you need to be rejoicing. You can get away from that verse. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Now, it's for sure that our country, the United States, the country needs to be revived. The country needs to do what is right in the sight of God. But as an individual, you need to be on top of the world right now, and you need to be giving glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, 162 says, I rejoice at thy word. We have the word of God. We can rejoice because of his word. It says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Think of the people who don't have the privilege that we do in this country of being able to pick up the Bible and to just be able to open it up and to study about Jesus Christ, about God, about what awaits those people who know him as Savior. And think of that privilege that we have today, that we're not, at this point, we're not hauled to jail because of our belief. Now, it may come one day, but right now we have the greatest privilege of all, of rejoicing in the Lord because of so many things. His word. If there's no other reason to rejoice, it's his word. But there are so many reasons to rejoice, and that is a fact, because we read in his word that we're to rejoice for everything, for his greatness, for his power, for the things that he's created. And then he's created everything. So therefore, we need to be rejoicing in the Lord, because why? We are his children. Now, that means that those people who have been saved, who know him as Savior, they're the children of God. Not the people who have never trusted him as Lord and Savior, but we who have trusted him, we are the children of God. And the Bible says that it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he, that's Jesus, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's another reason to rejoice in the Lord today, because we are going to see our Savior. And when we see him, we're going to be like him, because we're going to see him as he is. I know there's a lot of people who have done paintings of the Lord, but you know, we're really going to see what he looks like one day. I do not believe that the paintings that we see and the pictures and everything that people portray of the Lord, I do not believe that looks like the Lord. And one day we're going to see him as he is. Well, now let's look in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 4. This is where we left off last time. It says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, the one faith, we discussed that. There's one faith that takes a person to heaven, and that is the one and only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way that a person can be saved. And we keep looking at the verses. Now, I've got so many verses written down here that glorify God and let us know about people who are going to go to heaven. And last time, I mentioned 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. It says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him." Well, there's so many people who enter in with so many different things today in so-called Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches that people really get confused. And they seem to not know what is right from wrong. But if we stay in the Word, we're going to know what's wrong. We're going to know what's right according to the Scripture. Now, Paul the Apostle says in 1 Corinthians 1:13, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Well, the verse that we've read talks about one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's many people who can enter into a local assembly and confuse people. These are people who try to say that you're saved one way or another, other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people would say something like this: "You must be baptized to be saved, or you must do certain things, works, after you get saved in order to stay saved." And those who would say such things are actually preaching another Jesus Christ. Well, I've got news for you. There's only one Jesus, the real Jesus. John chapter 10 and verse 1 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Someone who comes by and tries to tell you that you're saved in any other way other than through the Lord Jesus Christ, or they may say, "Well, you know, you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but you've also got to do this. You've also got to, say certain words. You've got to hold your breath so many times and all of this thing." I mean, I'm just being facetious there, but some people would actually fall for things like that if they thought that was the way to heaven. But Jesus said, "I am the only way." Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's only one way to heaven, and that is through God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Now, some people, it's a big cult that says you must be baptized in order to go to heaven. It's a cult. Those people are leading people to hell because they're depending upon a work. The Bible says that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy that he saved us. It's only through the mercy of God that we're saved. It's not through the water. It's all through the blood that people are saved. They're on their way to heaven because they've trusted in Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. There's only one Lord, and we read that in verse 4 here. And verse 5 says there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ. John 7:42, it says, "Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" There's only one Lord. Romans 1:3 says, "Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David," and we read about that in John 7:42, "the seed of David according to the flesh." Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. There's only one Lord. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. It's not through the water. It's not through any kind of works. It's not by paying money into a church. It's not by belonging to a certain church or any church. It's by and through the Lord Jesus Christ that anyone goes to heaven. Well, notice also in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 4, it says one faith. Well, just as there's only one Jesus Christ, there's only one faith that takes a person to heaven, and that is in the one and only faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:17 says, "And if Christ be not raised..." Now, we believe that Jesus Christ came into this world born of a virgin. He was through the seed of David. He lived a sinless, perfect life. And at the end of this life that he lived, he was crucified. He was buried, and he resurrected on that third day. Now, if Christ be not raised, the Bible tells us that our faith, it says, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. If Christ be not risen from the dead, then we're all of men most miserable. All women, men, boys and girls, because there is no hope for us if Christ be not risen from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:14 says, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. It's worthless for me to impart to you and tell you that Jesus Christ saves if he's not risen from the grave. It's worthless for me to be preaching such thing. My preaching becomes vain. And your faith is also vain if you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, if he be not risen. Well, 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Jesus Christ is the first. He is the one who has made it possible for us to rise from the grave one day, to rise from the dead. Now, I believe that when we leave this body, that we go immediately to be with the Lord. I do not believe that we fall asleep. Now, the Bible tells us that those who have trusted him fall asleep, and some people take that to mean, well, they don't know anything that's going on. That's God's way of letting us know that when we die, that it's as though we're falling asleep. And I believe that it's the same thing. We fall asleep, we wake up in the arms of the Lord. Those words, falling asleep in the Lord, simply means that we've died. This old body is dead. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The real person who has trusted Jesus Christ within me, the real person who has trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, that is the person who's going to be with the Lord when this life is over. This body's not going, but I am going. And I don't have to worry about what I look like now, because I'm going to look so much better when I'm with my Lord and my Savior. Because I'm going to have a new body, this old body's going to be gone. I don't need it any longer. It's just been a hindrance to me anyway. It's held me back and it kept me from doing things for the Lord that I want to do. But I don't have to worry about that, because the body is going to die and I will be with my Lord. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. There's one faith. There's only one faith. And that faith is that we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have no boasting to do except in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can boast and say, Jesus Christ is my Savior. I'm on my way to heaven. Now, as a saved person, I am not better than anyone else. I'm just better off because I'm on my way to heaven. And you, as a saved person, you're no better than any other person, except you're better off. You're on your way to heaven. And if you've never trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm better off than you because I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I know where you're going if you don't trust him. The Bible tells us that there is a literal burning hell, and you will be in hell if you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Good news! Jesus Christ can save you right now if you'll turn to him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I've changed my mind. I'm going to go your way now instead of my way. Please come into my heart and save me. I want to see you one day. I want to have a new body fashioned like yours.